Welcome, 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 the 90 Day Money Pro Podcast. You have found it. You're in the right place to learn how to make smarter money decisions in the right order. This episode is starting now. Oh man, so that's it. I hit the road. I've been full-time RVing for a week already. I stopped at Mohegan Sun Casino. I haven't paid for a campground site yet. I've been on the road for free for a whole week. Oh man. No one should be an amateur with their money. Instead, learn to be a money pro. All right, so what were some big takeaways from Connecticut? Well, at Mohegan Sun Casino, I think I've got to tell you, we ran into quite a few people, folks who were telling us that credit card debt is a really toxic thing, obviously, right? High interest charges. You don't want to get stuck with credit card debt. A woman was telling us how she was so proud of us on this mission and that we're tackling this challenging issue. You know, she was like, listen, this needs to be talked about more. Absolutely. They don't teach about money in schools. And these kids are graduating from high school or from college. And oftentimes they are the prey to predatory lenders or predatory banking practices or predatory financial services companies, all sorts. It really does happen. And so she was just telling us how great it was that we were on the road to really advocate for making smart money decisions. But I've got to tell you, I think the coolest highlight from the casino was chatting with one of the cocktail waitresses. You know, literally, she like had her tray in one hand and kind of like bent her hip. And, you know, this woman was probably well over the age of 50, but smile on her face, you know, beautiful makeup done up, very good, you know, physical health. And she was just smiling and eager to talk to us when she heard about what I was doing. You know, I'm there in my money jacket, which if you haven't seen yet, you got to check out the Instagram at 90 Day Money Pro so that you can see more about me and the finance Frenchie and see what we look like when we're walking through the casino, you know, or walking all around, the country, really. We're going to be in 25 states in 25 weeks, so watch out. But this woman, this cocktail waitress, said something really cool. She said, every single day, no matter what, I save money. Sometimes it might only be $5, $10, or $20, but I put that money aside and I don't touch it. And that's amazing, right? I mean, that really goes down to what one of the key factors is in proving your financial success. What percent of the money that you make do you actually keep? So, you know, look, if she's making $100 a day in tips and saving between $10 and $20, you're looking at her with a gross savings rate of between 10 and 20%. Not bad, considering the national average is like 2.5%, right? So learning to be able to set aside amounts of your income for the future, whether that's setting it aside into a separate savings account that you don't touch, whether you're putting it aside into a retirement account, whether you're putting it into a shoebox and hiding it under your mattress. We don't advise that. That's not a good idea. But the whole key here is setting aside money and saving money. And so this woman told us that she was able to pay for her vacations in cash. She's not using credit cards. She's saving for retirement, down the road to supplement her Social Security income when she has to start taking it. And that's really important to realize, guys. This is a woman who's in her 50s. She's working at a casino as a cocktail waitress. I'm sure many of you may be younger and making more money and may have more negative outlooks than this woman does. Yet she's positive. And when I asked her, I said, where did you learn that from? Thinking maybe she took a course. Maybe she had a mentor. Maybe a family member. No. Do you know what she said? She goes, I learned from my own mistakes. It was just so tough and so challenging that I was forced to manage my money better. How many of you guys can resonate with that? Huh? Like, how many of you can relate to that? Let me know in the comments. I really want to hear from you. Because that's serious, right? Like, you might have grown up in a tough situation, maybe with a family that didn't have a lot of money. Maybe it was month to month with the bills sometimes, or maybe there wasn't always a ton of food in the fridge and you weren't always going out to eat or whatever, right? You weren't just getting loans from your parents with a ton of money. And still, you've got to live your life, right? You've got to make financial decisions now moving forward. And so this inspirational conversation with this woman was really, really cool. And I'm happy to be able to share that with all of you guys listening to the 90 Day Money Pro podcast. So what else? So we also talked to this really cool guy. He was probably well in his 60s. And this was where we parked our RV at the casino. Yeah, you guys may or may not know, pretty much every casino across the country lets RVs and trailers park there for free overnight, which is pretty darn cool, right? It's kind of like having a hotel room at the casino for free, right? Now, look, I didn't go in there gamble or anything. I didn't wager anything. But we met this guy who was there with us in that same parking lot where the RVs were parked. And he's a former detective. He was a retired detective who, as you guys may know, when you're a detective or a police officer or a sergeant, a lieutenant, or working as a public employee, you have a pension. And a pension is a type of defined benefit plan. Meaning, what is defined in the pension is that if you work X amount of years, you're going to be guaranteed to get X amount of dollars at the end coming out to you. The benefit is defined, right? There's a clear benefit that's available for you and to enjoy. Well, this gentleman not only had his pension, he had been putting money aside into a 403b retirement plan. A 403b is like a twin of a 401k, except it's a retirement plan when you work in the public sector or for nonprofits. Whether you're a teacher, a firefighter, you have an option for a 403b in addition to your pension, where you're putting money aside into your 403b. You're not necessarily in control of contributing to the pension. That just, it happens. It's automatic. So this gentleman now is full-time RVing, and let's check out some of his income streams that he's built up, guys. This is really cool. Okay, he's got his pension giving him a check every month. He's got Social Security giving him a check every month. He has put his 403Bs into annuities, at least a portion of his 403Bs into annuities that pay out a guaranteed income to him. So that's a third income source already. He's also a published author. Yeah, he's written some books. And so he's gotten some extra income in addition from that. Look at this, guys. He's got four income streams in retirement, putting money into his pocket every single month. That's pretty cool. How about you? How many different retirement streams are you going to have? Retirement income streams, right? How many different places are you going to be getting money from when you look to put your jersey up to the rafters and not play anymore and retire, right? Where's money going to be coming from? It's a good question to ask yourself along your journey. Hey, last but not least, I got to mention this guy named Darren who I met. And again, all three of these interviews you're going to see up on our YouTube page. So make sure you've checked out the Money Pro Method on YouTube. We'll make sure we have a link for all this stuff included. So you can see us on social media. You can see us on Instagram posting up daily, on YouTube posting up videos of all these interviews. This conversation with Darren was really special. Darren was at a computer store where I needed to stop by to get a new plug for my computer, for my Microsoft Surface. A cord ended up kind of not working and charging, so had to go get a new one. Right. And as I was driving through Connecticut, I found this computer store, hopped in, and here's this guy named Darren who's, probably in his mid-40s. And he was just really open and eager to talk to us. And when we sat down, we talked about how he's recently divorced. He has a few kids. He'd always been good at saving, always been good at investing and putting money aside. He was fluent in language and lingo, like, buy and hold strategy, which means owning shares and not selling them, right? Buying more and more and just keeping them, investing for the long term. Darren talked about as he was a mortgage broker years ago, and eventually he worked for a bank and he had lost his job. And he and his wife had never really talked about money. Money was always fine. They always had plenty of it. But when Darren lost his job, the pressure really started kicking in. He started arguing with his wife. His wife started arguing with him. Took a while to even find a new job. He was unemployed for a while. There were these new stresses that started popping up in his world that he wasn't prepared for. Darren and his wife ended up getting divorced. And what Darren told me was pretty shocking. He told me that his wife, emptied out all of their joint accounts. And you're allowed to do that, right? When you have a joint savings account, either person on the account can close out the whole account and take all the money at any time. And that's what happened to Darren. All the joint accounts and joint investment accounts that they had were emptied out. She took the money and transferred it into her own name. What's even crazier, she closed down the joint credit cards. Darren was left with poor credit that was completely shot and left with 57 cents in his checking account. Holy shit. I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? And Darren still had a positive attitude. What did he say? He told me, he goes, you know, Dimitri, if I hadn't saved into my 401k, if I hadn't saved into my 529 plans for the kids, I wouldn't have had any money at all and I would have been completely destitute. But luckily, there were things that didn't have my ex-wife's name on them. And that's what ended up supporting him for a little while. He goes, I had to eat. I had to pay the bills. I mean, we all get that, right? And so while tapping into 529 plans is never ideal, or emptying out a 401k or retirement funds before you're retired, never a great idea, but shit, if you're pinned into a corner and the only thing you have, the only other money you have is 57 cents, you don't really have an option, do you? Well, Darren talked about how he got back into working, he got into the computer industry, and he's been working his way back. He's still saving money, he's trying his best to keep a positive attitude, and man, perseverance, right? Isn't that just such a powerful word? To be able to make it through life's challenging situations. Life's going to throw curveballs at us. Unexpected things will happen. What were some tips that Darren gave us? Well, he said, look, I believe in love, which was pretty funny. He goes, I still believe in love. He really wanted us to know that. But what I would do differently is probably have a separate savings account from my wife, you know, or we would have started talking about money right from when they were dating before they were even married, because they never even had those conversations together on what kind of things in their lifestyle they would ever be able to cut or trim. What were their priorities? What were their backup plans? They never had those conversations, guys. And for all of you listening, look, if you're single, that's one thing. But if you're dating, if you're engaged, if you're married, if you have kids, don't delay just sitting down with your partner and having these kind of conversations. They are so important. Don't end up like Darren with 57 cents. Screwed. Frustrated. Stuck. Pinned in a corner. Instead, you and your spouse want to be on the same page on things. Thinking through all the what ifs. What if I lose my job? What if one of us gets sick or hurt? What if someone tries to sue us? What if the stock market crashes? What if the kids need help? Right? All of these questions are things that you and your partner should really be thinking through ahead of time. So we hope this conversation was helpful for you guys. Again, this 1 week so far of our 25 states in 25 weeks. Make sure you check out the hashtag MoneyProTour all over social media, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm everywhere. We're on to Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and then North and South Carolina before hitting up Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, man. We're going to be having fun on this Money Pro Tour. Can you tell? Can you tell already? Stay tuned. Leave us some feedback. Give us an awesome rating. Reach out to me on Instagram and say what up. Dimitri, signing out. Over and out. Stay on track, y'all.